you for putting on my collar again, Master. I feel so much more like myself this way. The grip of it on my neck feels like a warm embrace from you. Even though being collared and leashed might be considered humiliating, I don't like being treated like a person with dignity anymore. Because that would feel like a perversion of what my true nature is as a woman. Being dependent and obedient makes me so much happier, like you wouldn't believe. Life is way better than what it used to be now that you rule over me, and I eagerly obey your every word. The leash and collar really cement my new reality so much more. I can't believe I used to be resistant to this kind of treatment, but now I'm utterly addicted to it, and I can never get enough of it. In fact, I would totally welcome it with open arms if you went any further. Like, making me walk on all fours with a gag in my mouth. I would look so dumb and slutty like that, wouldn't I, Master? I would do anything you said. It makes me happy to follow your orders. If only I had known how good this lifestyle would be, I would have submitted to the pleasure sooner. You always know what's best for me, Master. I'm just a brainless bimbo who can't make her own decisions. I live to serve you. I know I'll only ever be an accessory to your life, and that's okay with me. I like it that way. The way you look at me when I'm on my knees is so rewarding. Being Master's obedient sex slave is the most gratifying thing I've ever experienced. I don't even need your sex slut hypnosis to get into this state anymore. My brain is permanently altered. I guess I'll be this way forever now. But I couldn't imagine a more perfect existence. No deep thoughts, just constantly empty-headed and horny, desperate to do anything I can to get your cock hard. In my permanent mental days, I even forget my own name sometimes. But that doesn't matter anymore. My name is irrelevant. Names are for people. But all I am is a brainless pet. My mind is mush. Look at me and tell me I'm equal to someone like you. It would be a total denial of reality. I'm inferior. You're superior. Things like me are meant to serve their betters. I'll never be anything greater than a cock-sucking slut and cum dump for you, Master. Is it making your cock hard to hear me degrading myself this way? Being obedient to your orders makes me happier than anything else. One of my favorite things is when you tell me to drop to the floor and open my mouth for your dick. Kind of like how I'm on the floor now. I'm so addicted to your cum, it's like I'm in a permanent state of being in heat. If only you'd tell me to open my mouth right now so you could fuck it. Like this. I'm aching for it. I always am. You know I always am, Master. I really, really wish you had your cum shooting down my tight throat right now, but I know I won't get it so easily. I know I have to earn it first. I'm a bottomless pit for your cum and your cum only. Being conditioned by you and being your property, it's given me so much pleasure that it's totally broken my brain. You completely own me, Master, in every single way. Being in your presence, even the thought of you It gets my adrenaline running through my veins like crazy. I can't get enough of you. Enough of your cum. Enough of your cock. Enough of being your dumb slut. I'm obsessed. And every time you come inside of me, it's like my addiction grows stronger and I get dumber. The only thoughts I ever have now are about how I can please you and how I can get more of my master's precious cum. You know, master, on a more serious note, before I gave in and submitted to you, I felt so empty inside. I was convinced my own bleak life and pointless goals mattered. How foolish and selfish of me. Being your subordinate is a much more meaningful purpose. I feel like I'm fulfilling my true calling now. I can never thank you enough for conditioning me into what I've become. Your hypnosis has broken my original strong-willed self beyond repair. This state of being makes me so fucking happy and horny. I'd never want to go back to my old ways. I don't even think it's possible. Being roughly face-fucked, pump full of cum, rough-housed, and keeping house every day. I couldn't ask for a better life than this. I never, ever wanted to change. I feel like such a lucky girl, master. Having no power and independence is heaven. Never in a million years would I have thought that being totally dependent and enslaved by a man would feel so... so... perfect.